Zealand will look to replicate the approach of the Indian spinners in varying their pace on the ball to get wickets when play resumes on day two of the second test here, said assistant coach Luke Ronchi. Washington Sundar, 759, and Ravichandran Ashwin, 364, combined to keep New Zealand to 259 in the first innings as India reached 161 at stumps the opening day here. If you notice, for the first couple of sessions, the Indians were bowling quite quick and M-dash, the spinners and M-dash, and towards the back end they started to slow their pace, Ronchi told the media after the day's play. Ashwin and Sundar worked out the plan of varying pace to trigger a New Zealand collapse from being 1973. While Ashwin took 3 wickets at the top, Sundar claimed the remaining 7 to record his best figures in Test cricket. That sort of made for variable, a bit more turn and bounce and variable sort of reactions off the surface, so that's something we can use in our bowling innings, knowing that changes of pace are quite significant, he added. Ronchi praised Sundar for being consistent with his lengths on the first day to extract the most out of the surface.